News Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. And by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Jackson here, are you present?
I'm present, and I'm speaking of Pepe's wonderful New Mexican
food.
People
are calling, they're messaging.
That's right. They may be closed to in-store dining, but you can get the food to take home and share with your family. So don't forget to do that. That's 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day, and they are listening to the show. Hey, Pepe's crew.
Hey, Pepe. And you know what?
And congratulations, Grandma, Grandpa.
Yeah, they got a new child in the crowd. And also, they do take out margaritas. Get a margarita to go.
One and only to go.
Don't drink it on the road because you'll get caught.
In the parking lot.
No. They get it home. Anyway, all right, now we're going to start hour two of the El Paso History Radio Show with an El Paso History Moment produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. And her history moment today is about how the border's ghostly story of La Llorona.
The Wailing Woman. La Llorona is the region's most fabled ghost. There is scarcely a child in the region that has not been told the story of La Llorona. As the tale is told, in the 1700s, a beautiful young woman named Maria, who lived in Juarez, married the man of her dreams. After their marriage, they moved to Mesilla, where it is said he built a ranch. Maria bore him three beautiful children. But as the years went by, Maria and her wealthy husband grew far apart. Maria suspected he was frequenting the company of other women. Then, one day, Maria was walking along the street with her three children, when her husband's buggy approached with her husband and another woman inside. He passed her and the children, pretending not to notice them. Maria's heart was broken. Her anger exploded into a jealous rage. If only she didn't have the children, she thought. Then her husband would surely love her again. In her rage, she dragged her three children to the Rio Grande and drowned them all in the river. Maria had just committed the ultimate sin, killing her own children. Returning home later that night, she explained to her husband what she had done to please him. Horrified, her husband ordered her out of his life and out of their home. It is said that Maria was seen roaming the streets of Mesilla for many nights, calling and crying for her children, earning her the name La Llorona, or the Wailing Woman. Realizing she had lost everything in life, she went down to the river and cried for her children one last time. When there was no answer, she drove a dagger deep into her heart, falling dead in the Rio Grande. It is said, even today, La Llorona can be seen roaming the Rio Grande, crying for her children. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
Is that you and Bernie playing the violins in the background?
Bernie plays a good violin. That's actually my granddaughter. She plays violin.
Cool. All right, but you do that for the History Alliance on Facebook.
Yes, they
do. 50,000, 60,000, 70,000.
They got 60,000 plus people, and it's a great Facebook page, El Paso History Alliance. And like I said, Max Grossman runs that one, and you have another great group, which is Barbara Givenbaney's crew over
BGB,
there. At Remember in El Paso When, again, another great archive of pictures and stories and information. And also, I've had a lot of calls lately from people that have been listening to the radio show to talk to Bernie about historical, how they can get involved in preservation.
What's that number?
Yeah, that number is 915-581-7920, but give him a call.
He's also a moderator over there at the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Remember in El Paso Inn. Paul Louie and Ken Weiss is with him. Craig Hayes is another moderator. And the owner and chief admin is BGB herself, Barbara. I like that. Barbara Givenbaney. All right, moving on back to the ghost stories at hand. JR, Diana, we got you guys. Are you guys sipping hot cocoa up there in Maine?
Coffee.
Okay.
It's not at night.
It's not hot rum, huh? Okay. Well, the thing about what you've done in El Paso, I do expect you to come back and visit once in a while. You going to do that?
Oh, most definitely. I was planning on coming in next month, but because of the current situation, we had to cancel the trip.
Well, do you want to give out any contact information, how people can find you if they want to get to talk? You'd prefer to have a text message, wouldn't you?
Yes. You can text me at 915-820-2387. I'm also on Facebook as Lady D. Kalamea. And then there's also Psychic Lady D or Psychic Diana Shop off of that. And there's you can messenger me there. But I do prefer the text at my cell phone number. 915-820-2387.
Also, JR, you waxed philosophic all the time on Facebook. What is your name to look for in Facebook? You got a son with a similar name. So who are you on Facebook?
What am I on Facebook?
You're Joseph, aren't you?
J.R. Kalamea, Joseph R. Kalamea. I don't even remember.
Joseph Kalamea.
Thank you, Diana.
Yeah, that's it.
But if you do Robert, your other name, which some people call you, you get your son. So you got to be careful there. Well, the thing about what we've done we made 40 DVDs, about an hour each, and they're called Ghost Stories of El Paso, volumes 1 through 4. And by the time we got to 3, I had sort of figured out, okay, I'm tired of looking for ghosts and making them make noise and interviewing them through Diana. But we did some earlier on, Diana, that just kind of amazed me because I wanted to see what was the deal if we went into the oldest Catholic church in Texas. And we did that with respect. And that's what people need to understand. We didn't go in there as trying to spook ghosts in the corner. I wanted to know what is the spirituality in the place. And you and me, and I think we had 3 other ladies who were psychic, and they went and went with you. But I mainly followed you around with a wireless mic on you. And one of the things that just amazed me was what came out of it was we found out that the place is full of spirits. And we asked the question, why are they here? And the answer we got back was, they're there because they've already gone and become anointed, perfected, whatever. They show back up on Earth to help us, and they are praying for us. And that's where they like to go because they're comfortable there. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. And that was a real eye-opener for me. I have to admit that. That really was. I have known of spirits that have come back to help. But to actually encounter them in that church and that they're here praying for us as we pray for our loved ones was just astounding to me. And that really enforced my beliefs and my work and how I feel about doing what I do.
There was one there that just amazed me because I had my headphones on, listening to wireless microphones, and I'm very sensitive what I can hear in that. And I'm in the middle of an adobe building. It has no electronics in it. There's nothing around that could interfere with that frequency of wireless mics. And yet there was a spot on the floor right in the middle of the front near the altar where as soon as I moved my camera through that spot, I got total interference on both wireless mics. And I got to thinking, what in the world's going on? So I picked up the camera and tripod, moved it out. It went away. I moved back to the exact same spot. It came in again. And you remember that? I was like, what? So I asked you. I said, Diana, what is going on here? You looked up and said?
I said, you're standing in Santia Sebastian.
Brother.
Who was there.
It was a padre. And you said, I was standing in his space.
Right.
And I couldn't believe it, but except I know what I heard on my mics.
And out of my space.
Right. That's exactly what happened. That was his space, and there I was as a human being with a camera thing he didn't understand.
Yeah, move.
And he was causing all kinds of trouble. So we debriefed afterwards. And remember how that turned out? You said I was standing in his space. But why was he at that spot? Remember that?
I do remember parts of that. And a lot of that why he was there is that he was continuing to pray for the souls that come to that church. That come looking for solace, that come looking for help, if you will. And he was so dedicated to that, that he chose to remain on this earth plane to continue doing that job.
That was the exact spot where he died.
Yes, also.
That was kind of tragic, I'm not going to go into that. It's in the video, but anyway.
Okay, but you know, everyone wants to talk about that they're stuck because they died there. And that's not necessarily true, okay? Yes, he died in that spot, yes, but he chose to remain. He could have died, and he could have chosen to go on, but he didn't.
Well, the church was full of spirits that had done just that. They had gone on, and they turned around and came back to help the humans, and that's where they're the most comfortable. See, that's a comforting fact to me, that the church is full of spirits, but none of them are negative. What? We found out through talking to y'all, none of them were negative. They're not allowed in there.
No, most definitely not. You know, and everyone likes, how can you believe that? You know, I come from a strong Catholic background, and that's one of the things that we've talked about. Hello, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit works through us, through them, in order to help them, you know? So, yes, most definitely. They're everywhere in the Bible. The angels, everyone that's come to help.
And see, a lot of time the church people think it's their only their domain to discuss. But we basically got around that by being believers in what we're seeing, and we're not contradicting them. We're supplementing what they've already been saying. We're just not letting them be exclusive on the jurisdiction of ghosts. We found a few of our own. And Sebastian was another one. It amazed me. Go ahead.
Right. And I think, in all honesty, that they were very appreciative for the work that we did.
Well, that's just it. They don't get known. Now, we're going to turn now toward the smelter, and that is a place, we got to take a break in about 3 minutes, but the smelter was a most unusual place. By the time we got to Ghost 4, the smelter, I'd had it with this, and I said to you, do you want to do any more of these? And you said, well, there's one more, and I said, I have access to the smelter at night if you want to go, because I was recording it during the day. Ruben Escandon was a cameraman. We already talked about him being on the job over there. But he also, we took him to Calavera, and it's full of Escandones. His father was one of 13 siblings. So Ruben has got a bazillion cousins. And one of them came on Facebook this week and said, I have a lot of family buried at Calavera. There's nothing negative there. What are you talking about? And I said, we're not talking about negative. We're talking about the next step in life, whether you like it or not. And see, that's why I'm doing this. I think people need to understand there is a spiritual side to your world, whether you like it or not. And now what we're showing with the ghost videos, there's a way you can sort of look at this without getting overly religious about it, but also not getting too negative. So, Melissa, you have a thought?
Well, I have somebody who just chimed in on the Asarco Stack film you did there, the smokestack. He said the reason that they have all that activity or the illusions is all the marijuana that the El Paso Police Department burned in there.
I don't think so. Because not only...
Oh, it's a different take.
Well,
stoned spirit.
Oh, my God. Well, what about the nuclear waste that they burned in there?
There you go.
Yeah.
Ooh, they glow.
Exactly.
That's where the orbs come from.
God, anyway, so there's a lot going on there. All right, we're about out of time. We'll go take a break. We'll come back and play a clip of Calavera. Because when going through Calavera was not a negative experience, but you did.
No, it was beautiful.
Well, you found some quote, people related to Ruben who kind of like reside there. And I don't think they're stuck there. I think they just found Ruben there. So, anyway, we'll get to that in a minute.
Buried there.
Well, but see,
he's not dead yet.
No, but one of them said, hey, Ruben, I expect this kind of behavior from you.
That's about it.
It was most interesting. All right, taking a break here. Can we take a phone call? You want to take a phone call?
Let's
can do that.
Let's take a phone call.
What's that number?
Call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-5876. KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Man, these campaign ads are brutal.
Too many, huh?
Way too many. They just don't stop. I'll work with anyone. That's a bunch of bull.
Yep, I see him too.
Yeah, and did you know Social Torres Small's first vote in Congress was Nancy Pelosi for Speaker?
Wait, first vote?
Well, it makes sense. Social Torres Small votes with Pelosi 95% of the time.
95% with Pelosi? Holy.
Oh, yeah. And Torres Small votes 97% of the time with anti-oil and gas extremists.
Yeah, there goes your job.
And yours. And the kicker? The NRA gave Social Torres Small a D rating. She's bad on guns.
So, Social Torres Small's bad on guns with the anti-oil and gas extremists and votes with Pelosi?
I'm telling you, her ads are full of bull.
Makes it pretty easy to vote no on Social Torres Small.
Mm-hmm.
Paid for by Congressional Leadership Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.congressionalleadershipfund.org. Congressional Leadership Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
President Donald Trump asks you to support Yvette Harrell. Yvette is a small business owner and a very successful one, too, and a champion for our American First agenda. She's also a big, big protector of your Second Amendment, which is so important. As a state representative, Yvette has fought for lower taxes, less regulations to help small business thrive and create jobs. Yvette's opponent, Xochitl Torres-Small, is a total puppet for Nancy Pelosi. She's a radical left puppet. And I know personally because she tried to impeach me twice. And she votes in lockstep with Pelosi almost 100% of the time. She voted to block my emergency declaration on border security. In Congress, Yvette Herrill will strongly support our historic efforts to secure the border. She's got to get in. Yvette Herrill for Congress, fighting for our police and our safety, our jobs, our border, our future, our Second Amendment.
I'm Yvette Herrill. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Yvette Herrill for Congress.
Hi, this is Olivia Troy, a former staffer for Mike Pence, urging you to vote for Joe Biden by November 3rd. As the Vice President's lead staffer on the White House's COVID task force, I saw firsthand how this administration acted like the crisis wasn't real.
This is their new hoax.
It's going to disappear.
Surrendering to COVID and costing countless lives. This incompetent leadership from the president and the federal government has resulted in the highest daily case numbers we've seen yet.
A new single-day record high in this country. Hospitals are in crisis after hitting capacity.
It doesn't have to be this way. I'm a lifelong Republican voting for Joe Biden because the stakes are too high, and we need a president who puts country over party and will take coronavirus seriously. Go to IWillVote.com and make your plan to vote by November 3rd. Midas Touch paid for and is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Visit MidasTouch.com.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
That would be me. I'm going to tell you who's coming here next week. Next week, we have Trost Society President.
Yay.
Dun, 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 dun. Guess who that is?
Bernie Sargent. Yes, it's nice to know where he is.
In stereo that we did that. He'll be our guest reporter, and he's going to talk about going through the Paso del Norte Hotel downtown. I don't think he can actually get in there, but he was in there already to see some things. So he'll take a look at that and tell us what's going on there. And we've asked Margaret Smith, the Trost grandniece of Henry.
She's a great grandniece.
She's one of those Gustavo Augustus grandchildren. Anyway, she'll be on the show with us and bring us an audio tour of that whole place and see what's going on there. But the second hour, we're going to have just Bernie on to do A to Z history like he always does, going to explain the Civil War in El Paso. We didn't have a lot of battles here, but we had a lot of soldiers.
And he just found something new on it, too, having to do with the stagecoach. So it's kind of interesting.
And also, who did what to whom on which side in El Paso and who lost their land and who had to buy it back. And, oh, it got to be
a
mess
here. Real friendly.
Well, it got weird. Nobody fired too many shots here, but there were slaves here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, yeah.
And enough of that. Okay, November the 14th, Felipe Solis and Zuhl Bailey. This is going to be a different way to do things.
It's going to be fun.
They're going to take us through El Paso history that Zuhl has seen. And he's taken his instrument and played in these places. And so we're going to hear some of his music. It'll be a different show. So, okay, we've got things going on here. We're going to talk about a number of events here. We're going to add another man to the show here named Ruben. How's it going, Ruben Escandon Jr.? How are you?
Hello, everyone. How's it going?
Hey, Ruben. Fine.
Hi,
hey,
Ruben.
Halloween.
Yeah, we're all back
together. Hey, Diana and JR.
Yeah, we're all by.
Wow, we miss you guys.
We miss you, too.
We're conferencing in people all over the planet right now. But let's do this. We're going to play a clip, Ruben, that all of us were involved in here. And it's about the Smelter Cemetery. We toured the cemetery. It just seemed like a good idea to see what goes on over there. And Diana found calm souls there. And some of them were cameraman Ruben Escandon's relatives. Andrew, hit it.
The Smelter Town Cemetery dates from the 1880s.
More than 6,000 souls have been laid to rest here. Most of them were smelter workers and their families. Many graves are marked with simple crosses of wood, pipe, or concrete. Older graves have lost their markers and are noted only by piles of rubble. We toured the Calaveras Cemetery with psychic Diana Calamia.
Yeah. What are we looking for here, Jackson?
Whatever shows up.
Some of them are here. Their bodies are here anyway.
That's what I mean.
I'm going to see if they're coming. I'm sending it out to see if they'll come. They're starting to come in now. They're starting to come in now, Jackson.
Cameraman Ruben Escandon Jr. grew up in Smeltertown's Calavera neighborhood. He has many relatives here. As Diana spoke about the cemetery, spirits came and went.
There's three men with you right now. Take a picture of Ruben this way.
Where?
From this side, this way. One of them is your grandfather. He stands to your right. He's proud of what you're doing. He laughs, though. He says, that's something you would do. And he's proud of what you do. Very proud of you.
And that's Ruben. You got that picture. We now have it on Facebook, El Paso History Radio Show on Facebook. And there's Ruben standing there in the dark. And the reason he's lit up is because Annie took a still shot of him with a flash. And there's little orbs around him. And Ruben, what were you thinking when this was going on?
That was quite an experience, you know, having somebody tell you that your family members were around. You know, that's kind of strange, you know, for somebody that initially, you know, didn't believe in any of that stuff and always played it off. Diana proved everything wrong from the first day that I met her, from the first day that you picked me up at the office when I had my office down there on Missouri Street. And I remember getting in the truck and, you know, you introduced me to Diana and she says, you're a skeptic, huh? And I said, yep. I said, I'm here to run a camera. That's pretty much it. And she said, and I remember she said, wave to your friends. And I said, my friends? I said, what are you talking about? She says, they're in your office. I had already closed up my office. And she had me wave out the window, like, felt like an idiot, of course, and waved out there. And she says, there's people there that have passed. And the one thing that caught me, you know, that caught my attention was she said, you know, people that were sick at one point used to be there. Come to find out that building that I rented was an ambulance warehouse or something like that. You know, it's like a dispatch center for ambulances back in the day. And that's where I officed and had no idea that this was going on. And what sealed the deal when I got in the truck, you know, she asked me if she said that somebody was with me at that time and that they had already passed and they were coming through. And she asked me if my mother had passed, and I said, yeah, just recently. Well, not recently, but it had been within the last, you know, several years. And she said, think about their favorite flower. And I had it already in my mind. And she said, she's handing me a sunflower. And that was, you know, over the top. Because how would she know that was her flower and that she was there? When we were at the cemetery, that she said my grandfather, I was very close to my grandfather. And when he appeared, and once she think she told me that she laughed, that he laughed at me, you know, for what I was doing. That was him, you know. He would always thought that I was crazy, you know. Everything that I used to do, all the ideas that I had, and he supported everything, but he always laughed, you know. He always laughed at me, and you know, made his comments all the time.
Well, I think maybe that smelter trip was for you. We did a lot of things that ended up being focused on an individual. We went to Waco Tanks one night, and I ended up being a focus out there. I don't think that tape is ever going to see the light of day. But there's a number of things like that have gone on. We went to Keystone, and Bernie became a focus one night.
Yeah.
That was unusual, wasn't
yes.
it?
And yeah.
Asasane.
Asasane, thank you.
A spirit guide showed up for him. So anyway, Ruben, it's an interesting world that we got into, and what you do when you're a, quote, normal person I'm not sure you're ever going to be.
There's nothing normal about Ruben.
You're the spokesperson for the Mount Crystal Ray Restoration Committee. And you missed the biggest celebration of the year because of this stupid pandemic. You had to cancel the pilgrimage.
Yeah, unfortunately, this year we had to cancel because of, you know, I think it was because of the pandemic, and it was the best thing to do. You know, people are still going up there, and even though we tell them, you know, we don't want anybody getting sick or having any incidents up there, but people are still up there. I think we had 53 check-ins today, so that's how much people listen.
I could see the
you know,
cars.
And that's what's happening with, you know, of course, unfortunately with the pandemic, that people take it upon themselves, and unfortunately things happen. So, you know, it's sad that part of it is canceled.
Yeah, but on a normal last Sunday in the year of October, you normally have 30,000 people up there. So that's a bit different. All right, stick around, Ruben and JR and Diana Calamia. Stick around. We're going to come back and talk about getting inside the big smokestack. Oh, my goodness. That was a hoot.
Smoking.
In a strange number of ways, that was very different. We'll get to that after the break. I guess we shouldn't take a phone call here, but look at Facebook.
Yeah, you could go to our El Paso History Radio Show Facebook, and I just posted Diana Facebook page. So if people would like to get a hold of her, they can go through the link there to Facebook to get to her.
Find her. Okay, back in just a moment.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
We're here with Judge Phyllis Martinez-Gonzalez, who's running for 383rd District Court Judge. Her reputation as a family court judge is one of fairness, compassion, and integrity. Judge Phyllis, you love your job, don't you?
I do. You know, when I was just a lawyer working at the AG's office, when I was a lawyer working at the U.S. Attorney's office, I loved what I was doing.
How do you see your role as a family court judge?
The 383rd District Court is a family court. I'm not going to make a ruling hastily. I will give you every opportunity to work it out. If you need resources, let's get them to you. Let's see what we can do to help you, because ultimately it's helping the family. If I can help just to make families stronger, then we're making our community stronger. We're making El Paso stronger.
Vote for Judge Phyllis Martinez-Gonzalez for 383rd District Court Judge and bring fairness, compassion, and integrity to family court in El Paso.
I am Judge Phyllis Martinez-Gonzalez, and I approve this message.
This political ad paid for by Phyllis Martinez-Gonzalez.
Hi, this is Olivia Troy, a former staffer for Mike Pence, urging you to vote for Joe Biden by November 3rd. As the Vice President's lead staffer on the White House's COVID task force, I saw firsthand how this administration acted like the crisis wasn't real.
This is their new hoax.
It's going to disappear.
Surrendering to COVID and costing countless lives. This incompetent leadership from the president and the federal government has resulted in the highest daily case numbers we've seen yet.
A new single-day record high in this country. Hospitals are in crisis after hitting capacity.
It doesn't have to be this way. I'm a lifelong Republican voting for Joe Biden because the stakes are too high, and we need a president who puts country over party and will take coronavirus seriously. Go to iwillvote.com and make your plan to vote by November 3rd. Midas Touch paid for and is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Visit MidasTouch.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
President Donald Trump asks you to support Yvette Harrell.
Yvette is a small business owner and a very successful one, too, and a champion for our American First agenda. She's also a big, big protector of your Second Amendment, which is so important. As a state representative, Yvette has fought for lower taxes, less regulations to help small business thrive and create jobs. Yvette's opponent, Xochitl Torres Small, is a total puppet for Nancy Pelosi. She's a radical left puppet. And I know personally because she tried to impeach me twice, and she votes in lockstep with Pelosi almost 100% of the time. She voted to block my emergency declaration on border security. In Congress, Yvette Herrill will strongly support our historic efforts to secure the border. She's got to get in. Yvette Herrill for Congress, fighting for our police and our safety, our jobs, our border, our future, our Second Amendment.
I'm Yvette Herrill. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Yvette Herrill for Congress.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we're about to do El Paso Inc., but before they give out the number to Pepe's.
Yeah.
Pepe's is not doing in-house dining. But
they do have takeout.
Takeout.
So call them at 915-877-2152 and share the goodies with your friends.
And say that number again.
915-877-2152.
And they'll do margaritas in a can for
yes,
you.
Yes.
Or in a jug or whatever
in a jug,
you want.
Yes.
Okay, you ready? 3, 2, 1. This week only in El Paso, Inc.
A UTEP chemistry professor who is the 2020 American Chemical Society president talks to El Paso, Inc. about gene editing tools, humans playing God, and COVID-19 and water soup.
Oh, it's too much to think about. Okay, but also in the Inc., the best of El Paso is back. I mean, where'd they go?
Yeah.
But anyway, where did they go?
And around the corner.
This
yes.
year marks the debut of a mobile app available for free downloading and offering a first look at the 2020 winners.
El Paso's business journal, El Paso Inc., is available for home or business delivery online at elpasoinc.com.
Tomorrow night on ABC's 7 Extra, host Saul Sines will be looking at Judge Ricardo Samaniego's order to shut down businesses, the impact it will have on the business community, and the legality of that order. The guest so far booked is Judge Samaniego. They're working on the mayor. I'm not sure at this point where he's coming in or not, but
regardless, don't miss ABC 7 Extra Sunday nights after ABC 7 News Extra.
Okay.
You know what? I want to say NPR is carrying this story about El Paso and this fight, and the Dallas News, New York Times, everybody's got their words in on
it. It keeps coming back on NBC News on this station.
Mm-hmm.
I keep hearing about it.
Yeah.
It's an argument that we're famous again.
Yeah.
Oh,
for the right reasons.
Okay, yeah. Enough of that. We got to talk about more ghost trackers. We got all of them hooked up here. Annie came and went already. But we got Ruben Escandone Jr., we've got the JR and Diana Calamia crowd. And also, one of the most amazing things we did just to do it because we could. Andrew, I don't think you were on this one, but we went inside the smokestack. Did you make it into that? You were in that one? But it's the darndest thing here. We got one more clip to play here. So we got into the large smokestack. It's the icon of the smelter that at the time was recognizable across El Paso for a century. And it was a double stack, which people don't know necessarily. One inside the other. They could do different things up the chimney twice. But Diana found spirits in there, and we took pictures with Ruben Escandone and photographer Annie Pettis with large orbs visible in our pictures.
One place we visited at the smelter was the big smokestack.
So how are we getting into this thing?
Do not kick up dust in here, please.
Oh, yeah, we have to get pictures of ourselves in here.
It's pretty rare.
The smokestack was built with an outer wall and an inner wall. We entered the space between the two. Then we stepped into the inner smokestack.
Whoa. It smells like you're in a big firecracker. They do come in here.
Lots of orbs.
Yeah, they come in here. And it's like they feel they can shout out to have their voices heard from here.
At this point inside the stack, I offered another candle for peace for them.
So we can take a picture inside the smokestack, too?
As we lined up for a picture inside the big Asarco smokestack, several bright orbs were in the shot. One was on Annie and Diana's shoulders.
Well, if they wanted to get in a picture, they got in a picture.
Yeah, and there's two above my head, look.
Yeah.
Look, two right above my head.
This was definitely, truly, I think, the most intense spirit-infested.
Mm-hmm.
Just spirits.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Every place that we went, even the cemetery and everything was...
And as soon as we got there, you could, you know, we had to wait a moment, and then it was like all of a sudden, like...
You didn't know where to go, and then it was...
And then all of a sudden, it's like you could feel them just, okay, we're here. And then it was like, let's go.
This direction, mm-hmm. over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was awesome.
For those of you following along on your Facebook page, there's a picture of us inside the stack. The guy on the left with the camera is Fernie Apodaca. He was with us that night. Myself, JR's there, and then Annie and Diana with a huge orb on their shoulder between them and a huge orb above them, and then Ruben Escandon Jr. on the right with another sort of faint orb above him. And that to me is a classic picture of what we went through. You know, excuse me. It wasn't so like, you know, big, wonderful, gee whiz, look what we're doing when we were there. But looking at the evidence and the photographs is what convinces me that, my God, there's something different going on here. So, Ruben, what are your reactions to this?
Well, that was another unique experience there growing up at the base of that, you know, smokestack all my life, you know, there in La Calavera. You know, we always looked up to that, and walking in there and being able to just simply touch that smokestack was something else. You know, as kids, you know, we would always think about going up there, and they used to warn us not to, and standing in there and feeling, you know, something that not very many people ever felt, you know, and having Diana tell us, you know, the people and the spirits that still lingered, you know, in that area was something else. You know, it was quite a feeling to be there.
Diana, you gave a summary basically with Annie at the end of that clip on your whole experience at the smelter. What basically we were doing was releasing spirits. You were taking little candles and sage and doing ceremonies in about six or eight buildings.
Yeah, well, that was one of the things that was really very special about being able to do that, because there were so many spirits there. I don't know if you remember how that was the only place ever that I have seen orbs that had chunks taken out of them.
Yeah.
Ew.
And
yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah, it was, there was a lot of pain there, frustration, and to be able to really help those spirits heal and move on was, I think, the best part of everything that we did.
Well, when you told me that's what you wanted to do, that I said, okay, then I'll go. Because I'd had it with disturbing deceased people. I mean, who needs that?
How many zombies can you talk to in a lifetime,
not
okay?
Well, not zombies so much, but they're yeah. you know, they're moved on, and they need to be left alone. And I got to thinking, why am I doing
right.
this? But you said these guys have been stuck there.
Right, exactly. And most of the places that we went to, actually, Jackson, people were stuck there. But it was such a small number, you know. And we were inundated with all kinds of people wanting us to go to all these different places because they wanted us to put our stamp that they were haunted. And that's not what we were about.
No, we didn't do
that.
No, exactly.
We were there to help those souls, those spirits that needed to move on. That, I believe, is my mission, and that's one of the things that JR and I strive to do.
Yeah.
Is to help the best way we can.
Yeah, well, the paranormal,
not only those people that are here, but those that have already crossed.
The paranormal chasers, JR, you've seen a lot of those videos and films. They're just out there to push around dead people.
Father, can you help an old altar boy?
Help an old altar boy, indeed.
And help an old altar boy, Father.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you know, a lot of them seem to want to bring in the negative and the evil and challenge these things. And you just really, you don't do that.
Yeah.
Well, you get what you ask for.
I want to get back to a little bit of the ukukui of Halloween. Let me regress back to Monte Leones.
Take a minute, because we got to take one more break. Take 1 minute. Go ahead.
All right. It wasn't brought out in the film that we were in, but it wasn't just the artifacts of the photographs and the registration for a spiritualist church that was found. There were also witches' bottles that were found that was not listed or was not mentioned at the time.
Oh, he didn't tell me that.
And, yeah, well, I didn't know either for a long time. But those witches' bottles were buried.
What's a witch bottle?
Yeah, they were got rid of because there is a spooky side, an ukukui, a dark side.
Oh.
And witchcraft goes with every culture in the world and always has. And I always found it interesting to look into, both on an archaeological, anthropological, and sociological viewpoint. Because they're finding things of the same nature in Ireland, Scotland, the Southwest. You know, all of these things are part of this entire aura of the spooky stuff.
Well, if you look for it and if you go after it and you embrace it, you're probably going to get some of that stuff on you. I didn't know that was happening at Monteleone's. It's the first I heard of it just
like
now.
I said, yeah, I didn't either. And I actually got to see some, and they were, I think there was human hair in one, urine in another, and if I'm not mistaken, maybe a human tooth or something. And these are spells that are cast.
Okay.
And who knows?
We don't go
for
there.
What reason.
Yeah, I'm not going there. I guarantee you, I'm not going there. Well, thanks for bringing it up, Knott. But anyway, we got to take another break. Thanks a lot, Jay. I would expect this from you.
Well, that's what people look for.
But
yeah,
no,
it's unfortunate.
I tried to go back to St. Patrick's. You know, I went to St. Patrick's when I was a young little boy, and I tried to go back, and the father said, no, lad, you can't be coming in here no more.
Oh, dear. Okay, J.R. Calamia. We're going to take a break and come back and wrap this up. It's been interesting talking to y'all on Halloween. Very interesting timing on all this stuff. Melissa,
perfect.
You ready for a break?
I'm ready for a break.
All right, let's take a break. Back in a moment.
With over 19 years of experience in the El Paso real estate market, Patrick Tuttle has successfully navigated the ups and downs of uncertain markets, including the last recession, and he can assist you in buying or selling in the current market. Call him today, 915-588-1850.
Hi, I'm Patrick Tuttle with Legacy Real Estate Services. I offer flexible fees, no upfront costs, and if you don't like me, fire me. Call me today at 915-588-1850. 588-1850.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed delivers quality candidates, so you can focus on hiring the person who is a good fit. Claim your $75 credit for your first post at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Remember back at the beginning of the pandemic when there was a scarcity of personal protective supplies? Even our first responders were unable to find the PPE they needed to keep working, answering the calls to keep our communities safe. Well, as we all waited for government supplies to catch up to the crisis, a Texas labor union, the Combined Law Enforcement Associations of Texas, or CLEAT, used their own money to buy personal protective supplies from all over the world, and their brave employees crisscrossed the state, making deliveries to all law enforcement agencies. It was CLEAT's leader's simple belief that if they followed the science and worked to flatten the curve for Texas law enforcement officers, that it would help all Texans. Because of their efforts last spring, the hardworking men and women of Texas law enforcement were able to have the emergency supplies they so badly needed. Now the CLEAT is asking all Texans to be sure to vote next Tuesday, November 3rd. No, we're not telling you who to vote for, just encouraging you to vote. This message was brought to you by CLEAT, proudly serving Texas' finest.
President Donald Trump asks you to support Yvette Harrell.
Yvette is a small business owner and a very successful one, too, and a champion for our American First agenda. She's also a big, big protector of your Second Amendment, which is so important. As a state representative, Yvette has fought for lower taxes, less regulations to help small business thrive and create jobs. Yvette's opponent, Xochitl Torres-Small, is a total puppet for Nancy Pelosi. She's a radical left puppet. And I know personally because she tried to impeach me twice. And she votes in lockstep with Pelosi almost 100% of the time. She voted to block my emergency declaration on border security. In Congress, Yvette Harrell will strongly support our historic efforts to secure the border. She's got to get in. Yvette Harrell for Congress, fighting for our police and our safety, our jobs, our border, our future, our Second Amendment.
I'm Yvette Harrell. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Yvette Harrell for Congress.
Untuckit knows that for the past 6 months, getting dressed for the day has been harder than ever. But did you know that a recent study by the Wall Street Journal says that getting dressed for the workday from home can boost your performance and productivity? You can still look great and stay comfortable in Untuckit shirts. They're designed to be worn untucked. Plus, they come out of the dryer wrinkle-free. So for your next Zoom call, lose the t-shirt and grab an Untuckit shirt instead. Use code RADIO for 20% off your next purchase at any Untuckit store or at Untuckit.com. Untuckit shirts, designed to be worn untucked.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, you have an announcement about the clocks?
Yes, unfortunately.
What?
It's spring ahead, fall back time. Turn your clocks back an hour.
And get another hour.
Yeah, 2 a.m. supposedly, or before you go to bed, which is what we do. And then you'll wake up to an extra hour of sleep, but an early hour of darkness.
But it's still 2020.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Darkness.
Okay, we got Ruben Escandone Jr. on here. We got JR and Dinah Calamia. We're adding another voice, and that's Patricia Kidney. Hey, Patricia, good morning.
Good morning. How is everyone?
Good morning.
We're surviving.
Good morning. Good morning.
You went on.
I've missed you, Calamias.
We've missed you too, sweetheart. You're awesome.
Well, I wanted to share with you, when we did the video looking at the round circle to identify what that was in the cemetery.
Oh,
in
Concordia. Yeah.
Yeah. You suggested that the old ones wanted a meditation center.
Oh, yes.
And yes. And so that planted the seed in my little brain. And I want you to know we've just gotten that started.
Oh.
It's just going to be put in place, not in that spot, but across the way a little bit, but in the same general area. We're going to be calling it a meditation garden.
Excellent.
Cool.
I got cold chills, Pat. Spirit
yes,
is so
I
thankful.
Thought, yeah.
You got cold chills, Diana?
Through you. Yes, thank you.
Diana, you got cold chills just now?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
goodness.
Oh, you know
what? Exactly what they needed. Thank you, Pat. Thank you so much.
All right,
Patricia.
You're welcome. And yes.
Oh, and we can't get into Pepe's to eat today, but go out there and get some takeout food.
I'm sitting here in front of it, waiting to order once the show is over.
Excellent. I'm glad you are. I'm glad.
My mask on.
Oh yeah, we
a
need
mask.
To...
Yes.
All right, well,
absolutely.
Patricia. Thank you for what you're doing at Pepe's, and also for what you're doing at Concordia Cemetery.
Oh my gosh,
because
yeah.
That meditation center came out of what Diana found as we
yes,
went there. And there's a vortex or something over there, Diana. Quickly, tell us what that was.
Definitely a portal there, a vortex of energy, of spirits allowed. We did get a picture of it. We did not post that picture, but we did send it in to some verifiers, and they verified it. It was an awesome evening that night that they showed us all that information and everything. So
we got about a minute and a half here left. Ruben, real quick, one of the pictures you took, we mentioned earlier, that was the most fabulous picture that I saw on the stage at the El Paso Playhouse.
Yeah, the two figures that were dancing, that was pretty cool. And the story behind that, you know, as Diana was talking, and I felt the chill go down my spine as they passed behind me, and then I turned and took that shot. That was pretty cool.
And that's actually in the video on, I think that's in Ghost 3, I believe. But it was the El Paso Playhouse. And that was one they said kept telling me we're haunted, come see us. I said, well, we don't do that. But finally they convinced me that they needed some help down there. So we went and straightened out their ghosts. And what you did, Diana, with that, we took Ramon Renteria from the El Paso Times with us. And he's the one that named us ghost trackers after he went through that experience.
Yes, he did. He was awesome, and he had it was really great because he was somewhat skeptical, but he went in with an open mind, and It was nice. It was nice. We didn't take a lot of people with us because we didn't want a lot of people with negative energy or trying to cause chaos. We were there to help, and it was awesome that he went with us that night.
Yeah.
This has been an interesting experience, making the ghost videos with you. I don't think we need to make any more necessarily, but on the other hand, if people want to get them, again, you put that on Facebook, Melissa. You have Annie's Adventures.
I put Annie's Adventures up because she does some scavenger hunts, and she's a small business herself, and some other really great things. Check out her Facebook page.
She's got our videos.
And also Lady Dies. I got hers up there, so if you want to reach her about how... Sorry about that. I made you a princess.
That's okay. Lady D.
She's a lady princess. No, Lady D's. And you can go to her Facebook page where if you want to talk to her about maybe get a psychic reading or other details, go to their Facebook page.
JR, thanks for putting up with this whole thing. You've been a strong supporter of everything. Good luck with your life in Maine. Come back and visit when you can.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. We're about to get out of here. It's been an interesting show
here. Take care, you
too. And the whole thing about the
ghost. Love you guys. You too.
Thank you very much. And thank you for joining us on the radio program. Ruben.
Thank you for having us.
Well, it's been good, I think, for people.
And we miss you.
Because I wanted to explain to people what we were doing. Why would a documentary filmmaker get involved in ghost videos? And it was because we were documenting the ghosts. And I mean real ones. Mm-hmm. We're not looking for spooky things in the corner. Like, we took somebody with us who can talk to them. And that's what made me think this was a good idea. So that's what I've been doing. And again, thank you all. And Patricia, thank you for what you've done there at Concordia Cemetery.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. You're welcome.
And end up in Pepe's. Tell him hi for me. And you know you can take you can take out a margarita there,
that's
too.
That's right.
Ah.
To go.
All right. We're going to let you all go here. Thanks again for being with us. We'll see you all in the streets or beyond. And thank you very much. And also, just to thank our control room, Andrew J. Polk in there. We do appreciate what you've done. You've got Talk El Paso now Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. You've got a special report in addition on Tuesday night for what you're doing there with the election.
Yes, we're going to be doing live election night coverage, 7 to 9 p.m. at least, trying to get most of the local races in here, as well as everything else going on.
Andrew J. Polk, thank you much. Everybody else, we'll see you on the air next week. We got to come back and do this again.
Yes,
we got
do.
The Sergeant Bernie coming in.
That's right,
see
next week.
Then. See you then. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Monterey Asset Management, Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.